This is episode 1482. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you and honor you for all the peace, energy, and clarity you give yourself each time you sit down to meditate. And in today's episode, you're going to be layering the different meditation techniques we've explored in each episode in this week's series on ambition, setting goals that not only inspire you, but they also contribute to making the world a better place. And so each of those techniques, you'll be able to layer those together as you sit down to meditate today. And I am sharing with you an herb. This is an herb that can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. Now, you want to always check with your physician to make sure that any herb you try doesn't interfere with any medications you might be taking, or if you're pregnant or nursing, you should check with your physician. And so that's what is in store for you in today's episode. So I'll start with the herb before you're guided layering the techniques. The herb for this week you likely have in your kitchen cupboard. It's an herb you probably eat in your food quite a bit, but maybe you never thought of sipping it. And this is the herb rosemary. This herb was selected for this week's series on ambition because rosemary is noted to be an herb that provides a lot of cognitive enhancements. And many people claim that rosemary can help them remember things. In fact, students sometimes take a little snip of rosemary, and when they take a test, they sniff that rosemary and they report being better able to remember test questions. So you might want to try this with your rosemary. Rosemary grows abundantly in so many climates, and I have a big rosemary bush in my garden, and I take a snip of the rosemary about the size of my thumb, and I place it in my water bottle, and I also will place it in hot water for a tea. It tastes delicious this way, and it's very good for you. It helps to reduce inflammation, and it has a whole host of attributes. It's most noted for, as I mentioned, as an herb that supports cognitive function. But it's also a stimulant that can help to increase your energy, the energy you need as you pursue your ambition. I don't sip it with honey or lemon or anything. It tastes great all on its own. So rosemary tea, you might want to try it. So now you are settled into your meditation space. Go ahead and close your eyes and straighten your spine. And keep your eyes focused upward at the point between your eyebrows. This is regarded as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. And begin to relax different areas of your body. Notice where you feel tension and see if you can create space there. You'll notice it will often disappear when you do this. Just take a nice inhale through your nose and visualize where you're having this tension or tightness in your body. And as you exhale, release the tension. Now, think about your ambitions, what you want to pursue, your zest, your passion, and mentally repeat, I greet this day with joy. If you can win the morning, you can win the day, they say. It may be evening for you. This will help you drift off to sleep in that case. So I greet the day with joy, or I greet the night with joy. Mentally repeat this, keeping your eyes uplifted. And you may want to hold your hand in this week's Vajra Mudra. This stimulates circulation in your body, which is very beneficial for your energy. It enhances your energy. It's very simple. It's as if you're holding your hands, holding up the number one sign. You'll touch your thumb to the inside fingernail of your middle finger and hold it there. Do this with both hands, resting your hands on your lap with your palms upward. And the thumb tip is touching your fingernail of your middle finger on the side of it. And your index finger is extended outward. And your little finger and ring fingers are curled downward. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. It's a pretty easy mudra to hold for a long time. Now inhale briskly through your nose twice. Hold your breath. Squeeze and tighten your body. Tighten your fingers, your fists, your arms, your legs, your stomach, your feet, your face, your back. Really tighten and squeeze your body. That's your energy. And then, with two forceful breaths through your mouth, exhale. Feel your energy course through your body. Do you notice that? Again, two deep, sharp breaths through your nose. Hold, squeeze, tighten your whole body. Scrunch up your face, squeeze, tighten. Feel your energy, your ambitions. And release through your mouth with two breaths. Let go of tension and feel your whole body relax. Very nice. Now you could visualize your third chakra right at your navel, your stomach area, and this represents your zest for life and your passion. Color is yellow. The element is fire. Visualize a fire burning right at your navel, spreading your zest for life, your ambition throughout your body. Feel your body begin to glow with this fire, your energy. And now, focus, enjoying this beautiful glow of your ambition. Visualizing yourself as you pursue your ambition, the process. And visualize yourself when you achieve your ambition. Continue your meditation until the point where you could go a little longer. Always end it on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.